Hi, this is David Wood from SolutionBox.com. I was just going through my master plan for the week or the month or for the year, and I was thinking some of you guys may be actually interested in how that looks. Now, one of the biggest problems I have is I have so many ideas and so many things that I want to do that it drives me crazy, and I sometimes get stressed. So here's a procedure that I use to actually get everything down on one piece of paper and kind of manage it. So the purpose of this video is twofold, or audio if you're listening to the audio. One is it's a process that you may be able to use to keep control of your business or your life. And two, a lot of people are curious about an online business. It's not a usual thing. I've got 8 products that is shipped out to 50 countries around the world. 70,000 people are now in my database who get the newsletter. It's really an unusual type of business. So the second thing you might get out of this is some insight into how that works. And I know some people are curious about what do I do each day, what do I do each week. So I'm going to show you what's on my plate. And probably take about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So here is the one pager, and it's not very pretty, but remember this is for me, not for you. And this is everything. And you can include some personal goals too, if you want. Now, also, I've got a few things on the back, and I'll explain to you first what the sections are of this. Firstly, I get a piece of paper and I just put everything down. And then I put it on a sheet of paper like this, and I'll take you through the sections. So the first section at the top is important. These are the things that I most want to do right now. The section here, secondly, is secondary projects. So, yeah, sure, they're important. I want to get to them, but they're not as critical. The third section down here, and I do a big box around it, is admin. It's not very sexy stuff, but it's still some stuff that I've got to get to. And then the fourth for me, right down the bottom, this is for my assistant. This is what Beth is working on, and I just want to keep an eye on that from time to time and check how she's going. So these are the four sections I came up with, and you could come up with others. You might have a section that says personal. Now the fifth section, and this is very important for me, over the back, and again, you don't need to read this, I just want you to get a feeling for the layout. Over the back, I've got a list of projects that I have no time to get to. I would like to, it would be wonderful if I could do it, but I realize that probably this year, I can't get to it. So I still put them down, I've still got them in my list, but I don't stress myself out by putting it on the same page as all my current projects and pretending I'll actually get to it. Now, here's another system that I'm using that I'm really liking, very simple. Anything, and you get a bit of flickering there with the light, oh there we go. Anything that's really critical that I decide is a priority for me, and this is where I help myself to focus, I put in orange. I'm trying to do this in reverse, like looking in a mirror. I put it in orange highlighter. So I've got about 5 things that I've decided I can focus on. Now the rule for me, I'm not allowed to put more than 5 things in orange at any one time. It's still a lot to focus on, but you know, if I do 8 or 9, it's ridiculous. I can't call those priority. So 5 things at any one time I get to say are orange, and these are what I do above everything else. Now because I'm an entrepreneur and I can't help it, I also have blue. So these things are in blue, and I really should have only 5. I think I've got about 6 or 7, but I'm going to go through this after this and cut it back to 5. These are things that I have some attention on. They're not a priority, but I want to keep them moving along. And then a third code that I use is, we'll see if you can, well, you don't need to see it, but there we go. This one is in brackets. So I sometimes go through this and I say, well, I'd love to do that, but I just can't do it for now. So I put it in brackets, which is kind of like taking it off my plate for a little bit, and just tells me this is not a must-do. This is a useful thing. So I'll summarize that again at the end in case you want to use this system, but let's get into what I've actually got on my plate. And you know, what an online entrepreneur does that is selling product. So in the first section up here, which is, there we go, this is what's really important, I'm focusing on the Internet Clients course. You may know about internetclients.net, which is an extensive year-long program on how to get 95% of your clients from the Internet. Well, I want a bite-sized piece that people can bite off that's a much lower price point. So we've been working on an e-course that's going to be $97 or something like that, so that everybody can buy it, get a lot of training, and then if they want to upgrade to the full program, they can. So it's been like 6 to 12 months in development, but that'll be pretty exciting when that's ready. And that is my focus, even though I have a lot of trouble focusing. That's the main thing that's in my priority section. Now the secondary projects, many things. Again, you don't need to read this, but here's how it looks. This first one is affiliate management. So I've got maybe 800 people who've signed up to sell my products, and I give commission, but I'm not managing them. It's all automated. They get automatic emails. And what I think would be really useful is to set up a quarterly training call, encouragement, maybe send out a newsletter every now and then just to affiliates about techniques that will help them to sell, and let them know about certain promotions that I've done that work really well that they now can do with people on their list. So that's a big push that I'm looking to find time to do. Search engine optimization. I think Life Coaching Resource is currently number 2 on Google, which is fantastic, but I want to keep building on that. So I've come up with a really good idea, which I'll probably share in a later newsletter, to get a lot of links to my site. I've already got, 3,500 links, but it's a competitive game, particularly when there are 50 million websites out there competing for it. So I've got an idea that's going to get a bunch of links to that. There is a product to launch. It's been sitting on the shelf for a year, and I haven't found time or the energy to launch it. That's coming up. I've got another product, which is CD-ROM, which I'd like to launch, and that's going to be really good. It's how to set up a pay-per-click campaign, but specifically for coaches. And it's a video that you watch on your computer, and I show you click-by-click how to set it up for coaches and the keywords to use. So, again, just finding the time to get that out. And some miscellaneous revenue streams, some things that I'm selling for other people that are creating revenue, and I just need to put a little time and energy into the website or the autoresponder and make sure, a little bit of watering for the plants. All right, so they're the top two sections then, having just gone through, and as I said, don't worry about reading this, I just want you to get a feel for it. The first section is priority. Second section is secondary projects. And then when we get down to the third section, admin, I don't like admin. I don't. But some important stuff. Buy a property. Just did it. So I get to tick that off the list. Get a PA or an assistant who comes to my apartment, and also perhaps a maid. I think would be really useful to save time. Haven't done it yet. Investing money, have to get around to that. And bookkeeping, just finished it. You'd be surprised what's involved in setting up international bookkeeping across more than one country and virtually so that it runs smoothly. And it took 3 years, but I've done it. And then also we're doing a coaching survey. We just did it, and the idea is to generate a lot of hard statistics that we can then use to generate publicity. So if you want a journalist to write about you, there are lots of angles you can use, but one thing, apparently, is to have some good stats on your industry. So we've got that, and we'll be sending it out to you too. We'll send you a PR release tailored for a coach to send to a radio station or a newspaper, so you'll be able to generate some press for yourself. And then the rest of the stuff is what Beth's working on. There's invoicing, managing volunteers, creating the newsletters, handling refunds, fixing up the support center, which we've now automated online, doing search engine optimization, getting a virtual assistant for her, shipping issues across countries and how to best manage that, managing our alliances with partners, and promotions. Every now and then we get an idea for, hey, this would be really good, let's do a $1 trial for the Coach Start manual, or why don't we throw in a freebie when they buy this in the next 3 days, or something like that. So she gets to manage all of that. And then a project I have on here that I haven't done yet is conversions. I'm really interested in when someone comes to the website, I'm getting, say, a 1.5% sales rate. Or there was a time I was getting a 3% purchase rate. What makes people buy? You know, what can we test in terms of the headlines, or in terms of the audio that's on the site, or the pictures that they see, or the guarantee that's there that would have people buy it, so that the sales rate goes from 1% or 2% up to 3 or 4%. That could be a full-time project, because I've got 15 websites, but that's an exciting one. And then lastly, as I said, on the other side, I've just got projects that I don't know when I'll get to. I would love to. Oh, there's a little bit of flickering there. There we go. I would love to, and I can't. So, in summary, this keeps me sane. This is a little peek into my business, if that's what you're interested in, running an online business, particularly related to the coaching industry. And I just love this page. It's a way that I keep everything cohesive, and maybe every 2 or 3 months I will go through and redo the page. Normally from scratch. I like to do it from memory and just get a feel for where everything is. And this way I can relax a little. When I look at this, I go, ah, it's all down. And if I think of a new project, I'll either put it on the back page, which means I have no plans to get to it this year, or I'll put it on this page and see if I can fit it into a blue or an orange color. So, the life of one entrepreneur. Now, I am opening this up to questions. So, I realize this may have generated questions for many of you, or you may have comments or feedback on what's worked for you. So, please go to the blog. And the blog is at life-coaching-resource.com/blog. Again, that's life-coaching-resource.com/blog. And post all of your questions there, and I'll be checking it regularly, and then keep going back or subscribe to the blog so that you can get updated when I post. And I'd love to answer any and all of your questions on how to juggle multiple things as an entrepreneur, and particularly how to run an online business. Okay, enjoy.